Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. How we are able to understand our daily routine as far as our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we are able to not only attain sustenance and rizq, but also benefit on a spiritual, social, and moral level. The same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran mentions that He has divided the year into the Hijri year into 12 months, the same way as He has appointed certain times as holy, like Layal al-Qadr, for example, the same process of Almighty God allocating certain individuals and certain pieces of land on this earth as holy. We also understand that as far as our daily routine is concerned, it's important for us to find ways of improving the quality of that particular day. Some cases I've had to convince people to stay away from parties on Laylatu Ashura, on Laylatu Tasu'a, on Arba'een of Imam Hussein Salamullahi Alayhi. It's very surprising. Yes, I understand, you know, on Eid al-Fitr, on Eid al-Adha, on Eid al-Ghadir, you might have to work. You might have to work. But what are you substituting for that, you know? Are you able to, you know, go in a little bit late to work? Are you able to leave work a little bit early? You know, are you able to, when you sign up for that job, to say to them, you know what, I've got 4 days in the year. I'll take them from my holiday or my leave. And these 4 or 5 days in the year, I, under no circumstance, am I able to work. You know, have some kind of agreement, some kind of arrangement. And this can only be done if you are foreplanning. You're making your whole yearly schedule in advance so you benefit the most highest level of benefit from these occasions, whether they be doing good or whether they be staying away from doing something bad. The same way as there is a cause and effect relationship between sin and your soul, there's also a cause and effect relationship with nature, with your surroundings, with the universe. We do believe in, if I could say, you know, good and bad kind of omen, if I could call it that, in the sense that there are times where good things should be done, and there are times where you should avoid doing certain things. Even as far as intimacy with one's spouse, you need to be observant of when you do it and at what time. Especially for the sake of conceiving a child. You need to make sure, my dear brothers and sisters, that when you want to have a child, you must plan. Planning to conceive a child means choosing the best time, observing all of the adab and everything else. All that I've said, please also bear in mind that not anything that is bad that happens to you means that there is nahs or bad omen. Not anything that happens to you means you have a jinn or someone's done black magic on you or there's hasad or there's evil eye or all these other things that unfortunately some people usually say. That's also a wrong and negative attitude for a person to have.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
There's this hadith from Imam Sadiq Salamullahi Alayhi where it says that there are certain days where it would be blessed, it would be Mubarak, if you start your job, if you start your work during the Hijri month, the 1st, 2nd, 6th, 7th, 9th, 14th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 22nd, 23rd, 27th, 28th, and 29th of every Qamari Hijri month. What happens if you want to start work or if you want to do something outside of these times? In riwayat from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, it says, pay sadaqah and go ahead. If you have to, for example, work on the third day, for example, here it says third day, you shouldn't start work. If you have to work on the third Hijri day, pay sadaqah and go ahead. قلت لأبي عبد الله حماد بن عثمان. He says, قل I asked Abu Abdullah, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, is it makruh for a person to travel in certain days like Wednesday and other days? Imam al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, he says, افتح سفرك. Start your trip بالصدقة, with paying sadaqah. وقرأ آية الكرسي, and recite آية الكرسي. وأخرج إذا بدا لك, and then leave if you have to. تصدق وخرج أي يوم شئت. Another hadith says, Imam al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, he says, if you were to start your day with paying sadaqah, من تصدق بصدقة إذا أصبح, starting your day early in the morning, دفع الله عز وجل عنه نحس ذلك اليوم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep away the bad omen, the nahs of that day from you. And there are many of these kind of ahadith that speak about, you know, how to stay away from nahs or sa'atu nahs and these kind of issues. Important thing is, here there is a necessity, an akhlaqi necessity in our adab in Islam, for you to continue to pay sadaqah and do dua before you pay sadaqah, do dua after you pay sadaqah. Whatever you do, even when it comes to your whole, this whole process of working and wanting to do something for that day, you know, have some kind of policy. Let's say I work 20 days in a month. 3 of these days, the income for 3 of these days, I'm going to give as charity. I'm going to give to the masjid. I'm going to give for Imam Hussein. I'm going to have a majalis of Imam Hussein. Whatever, like any kind of idea, I want to contribute to a sadaqah jariyah. You know, that means that you are working really as a mujahid. We will continue on in our next episode. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.